Hello. I hope you're well rested, or at least about to be well rested. And, I've been feeling pretty down lately. In a multitude of ways, like, not just, like, sad, just kind of, like, discouraged and unmotivated. So, let's talk about that. I'm not gonna go, like, into any specifics or anything, but, like, I just wanted to go, like, in general of, like, how people deal with stuff in their day-to-day life. And hopefully we can find a common ground of, like, how you're not the only one who feels this way. There are ways to overcome it, and there are ways to cope, and that you don't have to, like, bottle up your sadness. Please don't bottle up your sadness. Just let it out in a way that is healthy. So, lately... Well, I say lately, as if I haven't felt this for years, but I have a very big deal of anxiety, and it affects my everyday life more than it should. It affects how I make friends, and how I talk to the friends I have now, and how I talk to people or interact with people in general. And it sucks. Like, it really, really sucks. Everybody feels anxiety throughout any stage of their life. Like, whether you have a diagnosed anxiety disorder or you're just nervous. For me, because everybody's a bit different, for me, it's just every day. I overthink so much. And there are times where I will question every little thing that I do. From talking to the way I have a tone about things, to how I do things and stuff like that. And it can be so little. Like, it's weird to have this irrational feeling of, like, oh wow, I set my fork down in a weird way. Now this person's gonna judge my entire personality. Like, that's so weird. Because who remembers that? And it's a good thing to think about, is like, the little things you think about that you feel will affect how people will look at you, the stuff people aren't even gonna remember in, like, a week, a day even. It's just one thing to remember. Same with, like, embarrassing events. Like, you may think that you had just done something very embarrassing. Or, like, you had done something embarrassing a long time ago. Like, when was the last thing you remembered somebody doing something embarrassing? Like, you kind of draw a blank. So, in that case, not a lot of people remember an embarrassing thing that you had done. Unless it's, like, super funny. Then in that case, if it was super funny, then you made somebody laugh. You made somebody's day. That's good. That's very good. I always think about my behavior. Whether it be, like, in real life or online. I'm online a lot. There's nothing really going on in my real life. Well, I mean, there is, but, like, sometimes I like to go online to de-stress, and then I get more stress, which is not helping. And there are times where I'll talk a lot. There will be days where I will be like, feel like super duper talkative and I just want to talk to everyone and be giddy and happy. And then I think, like, am I annoying? Like, am I obnoxious? And it, of course, nobody really thinks that, but it's just that little thought in your head, like, am I being too energetic? Like, am I overwhelming people? Am I too much to be around? And then there are days where I don't feel talkative at all. Where I don't feel talkative at all. And then I feel really bad for not talking or speaking with people. It's like, it feels like I'm being rude. It feels like I should be more energetic than I should. Than I am acting. And I feel bad. Like, I feel really bad. Because when I don't talk, I feel bad for not responding as much or not interacting. And then when I do talk, I feel bad because I feel like I'm overwhelming people and that I'm not allowing other people to talk. And it's just a terrible cycle of just, you can't win no matter what you do because you yourself, you're just so done with yourself. And if you feel that way too, then I understand. Or at least I understand to some extent. Because everybody thinks differently, everybody reacts differently and feels different ways. I'm not going to say that my experience is going to be the same as yours, because it's not. But I'm going to say that you're not the only one. You're not alone in this, in the way that you feel down and sad. And I just want to say that you're never a bother just for existing. You can never be a bother just for simply breathing air. When you haven't even done anything. And you may think you have done something, but you really haven't. It's just your own psychological mind making you feel guilty just for perceiving or being perceived. It's the little things. It's the littlest things, because you can be so hard on yourself. Whatever that reason may be for why you are, it's none of my business. And I'm sorry for whatever made you feel that way. I know why I feel that way, and I won't get into it, but you're not alone in this. There are people who will understand, and there are people who will see you for the amazing person that you are, past all these little quirks that you have. Nobody's gonna judge you from the way that you put your fork down on the table, and nobody's going to judge you from the way you blink, maybe a little bit faster than the next person, or even a little bit slower. Nobody's gonna judge your personality on that, and if they do, then who the fuck asked them? Who gives them the right to judge you? Like, they're not in charge of you. And I say that to about everyone. Like, nobody has authority to judge you but yourself. You are your own person. You know who you are, you know what you stand for. So, don't let the opinions of other people drag you down. Because we've never met before, but I'm sure you're amazing. I'm sure if we ever got the chance to be in the same room together, I would know so many things about you that would be so cool, that I would be so fascinated about. And I don't even get to do that. I don't get to be in the same room as you and talk to you about your interests and things you like and things you admire to be. But I know in my heart that you're probably really great. And you're probably better than you think you are. Keep that in mind. In the meantime, don't feel like you don't deserve to exist. You have just as right to be here than anybody else. I'm sorry that I didn't have anything funny to say. Usually when I'm in this kind of mood, I don't have anything funny to say. Maybe next time. See you around.